Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, March 8th. Hundreds of people gathered in downtown Denver last night to watch former Governor John Hickenlooper kick off his 2020 presidential campaign. KVNF's Scott Franz was there, and he talked to prospective voters about why they're backing him and what they think about his chances.
Standing in Civic Center Park between his old offices at City Hall and the state capitol, Hickenlooper called for universal health care and an end to divisive politics. He also took aim at President Donald Trump.
He measures progress by the number of enemies he creates. He believes that by tearing others down, somehow he raises himself up. These are not the metrics of America's greatness.
Hickenlooper said he's the Democrat that can bring the country together.
Together, let me emphasize, together, we can turn this winter of division into a season of hope.
Eric Arthur says he voted for Donald Trump in the last election, but now he's on Team Hickenlooper.
I'm a little out of place here, but I really do believe in what Hick's done for Colorado, and I really do hope he wins the Democratic nomination.
Mary Basil of Aurora was also in the crowd. She says she's supporting Hickenlooper because he'd be a peacemaker as president. She also has some advice for the presidential candidate as he prepares to travel the country.
Talk about reuniting people. Used to be you could be a Republican or a Democrat and still go out to dinner together. It's not very common anymore.
Hickenlooper was joined on stage by Denver Mayor Michael Hancock and a group of state lawmakers who are supporting him. Hickenlooper is heading to Iowa this weekend for a series of campaign events. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
I-70 between Vail and Frisco was closed for much of the day yesterday as crews from the Colorado Department of Transportation battled historic avalanches. A perfect storm of rain and snow, freezing and thawing, and a base of old snow have combined to create perfect avalanche conditions in the high country. For the first time in its history, yesterday, the Colorado Avalanche Information Center rated the avalanche danger in the central mountains along I-70 as extreme. Avalanche danger in the northern and southern mountains in the state was rated as high. Highway closures began early in the morning, and many lasted well into the evening. According to the Denver Post, several vehicles were trapped late Thursday afternoon in an avalanche on Colorado Highway 91, just south of Copper Mountain. There were no reported injuries. The avalanche dumped 15 feet of snow on the road and was about 300 feet wide. Four vehicles were buried in the slide, which ran down Resolute Cliff. People in the vehicles involved were able to get out. The road reopened at about 8 p.m. Thursday night. Multiple avalanches have been triggered this week in the high country. On Wednesday, Aspen Snowmass reported 22 inches of snow with a 111-inch base, and Copper Mountain reported 18 inches of new snow on a 120-inch base. An overnight avalanche on Vail Pass and a second slide later in the morning ruptured a natural gas pipeline on Copper Mountain. The interstate reopened about 7 p.m. Thursday night. Thursday morning, CDOT crews were just beginning to evaluate road conditions. Here's Public Information Officer Tracy Truelove during a conference call with media.
The first slide was at 1:30 this morning. It was a natural slide that occurred at the Narrows on Vail Pass. It brought about 6 feet to the road, and it did catch a tow truck in it. No one was injured, but we did have to get a tow truck to tow out the tow truck. And then our avalanche mitigation team performed their first mission at 7:45 with 5 case charges on the Narrows, and they brought down about 15 feet to the center line. And then just east of where the Narrows is and the path is all kind of connected, they brought down another 15 feet. So that changed what we'd hoped was an earlier opening to what we're sitting at now at about a 6-hour closure of I-70 on Vail Pass. With this other mitigation that we're performing up at Eisenhower, there's every likelihood we could bring enough down that we have a lengthy amount of time to clear there. So my 6-hour projection is right now for Vail Pass. We're just going to have to see what happens when we start to mitigate at Eisenhower Tunnel.
True Love's estimation of 6 hours ended up being a little short, as I-70 reopened at Vail later last night. More snow is expected today, and travel on the I-70 mountain corridor is not recommended. According to CoTrip.org, as of 5 a.m. this morning, Highway 6 Loveland Pass was still closed, and U.S. Highway 550 over Red Mountain Pass remains closed indefinitely. Traction laws were in place for U.S. Highway 50 over Monarch Pass and on I-70 between Vail and Copper Mountain. Avalanche mitigation efforts are ongoing. Travelers should make sure to consult CoTrip.org for current road conditions and pack an emergency kit in your car if you're driving in the mountains. From the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, a growing number of Colorado counties have declared themselves to be Second Amendment sanctuaries in response to a red flag bill in front of the state legislature. The measure would allow law enforcement to temporarily remove firearms from a person if that person is deemed a danger to themselves or others. Nancy Vandemark with Mental Health Colorado says she's discouraged communities aren't supporting the proposal.
We have a number of different things that we should be doing in order to ensure that people gain access to care in order to prevent deaths. But we believe that removing guns from people who are high risk for some sort of danger to themselves or others is a first step in saving a life.
Custer, Fremont, and Weld counties are among those that have said they would not enforce the measure if it passes, citing concerns about due process, unreasonable search and seizure, and a lack of additional funds for mental health. Vandemark wouldn't comment on those issues, but says more than half of all suicides in Colorado involve a firearm. And in a follow-up to that story, according to the Delta County Citizen Report, the Delta County Commissioners are scheduled to discuss Second Amendment sanctuaries in a work session next week. Stay tuned to KVNF News for more on that story. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, March 8th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.